Our sustaining member question of the week is on punctuality. Dear Dan and Lizzie, I am an executive assistant at a mid-sized nonprofit with offices across the Bay Area. We have been doing more and more meetings via call-in and other tech that connects us to people at different areas, but we have a big issue with late arrivals. As an assistant, I have a hard time with people taking me seriously and treating me with any kind of rank. I'm not sure if it's my place to ask people to show up on time, but my boss, the CEO, simply doesn't have the time in his schedule to remind people of this. My questions are, is there some sample script I can use in meeting attachments reminding people to please leave themselves the necessary time to end other meetings and log into the next one on time so that we keep running on time? As an assistant, is it okay for me to speak with people and let them know if they are chronically late to meetings that they slow down the whole process? Even 2 or 3 minutes can actually be a big deal. Thank you, annoyed executive assistant. This is a thing.
This is absolutely a thing. There is a difficult situation problem that we game when we teach business etiquette seminars that it amazes me how evergreen it is. And it's about time commitments and honoring time contracts. And the example problem is people with back-to-back meetings scheduled, and we develop the role play in different ways depending on the particular group, but usually it involves one meeting running over into another meeting's time slot, or the potential that that could happen, or the fear that that could happen, or the reality of that happening. This is an evergreen problem. Almost every organization faces some version of this in some way, and it's also a really important part of businesses functioning well. People have to honor and respect their commitments, and they have to help each other keep schedules in order for teams and groups to work together effectively. This is absolutely something that you can address, and there are lots of strategies or tactics for doing it.
I have a question, Dan. Do you think, business seminar etiquette expert, do you think that it would be appropriate for our annoyed executive assistant to first ask the CEO whether it's appropriate for the assistant to be making the call and calling people out on the lateness? Because the assistant is telling us that they don't see room in the schedule for this person to be taking the time to do this. But the CEO may feel it carries more weight or will get the job done faster. And I know that this isn't fair. An assistant who's setting up and scheduling things should be very well respected. I would really like to say that again. An assistant who is setting up and scheduling things needs to be very well respected. They are coordinating a lot of people. They're often managing a lot more than the folks who actually attend the meeting. And so I would really be respectful to this person. But I could also see a situation where, because the business is all being dealt with the CEO, that maybe it is more appropriate for the CEO to make a mention at the start of the next meeting or to approve the assistant including language in the initial invitation to the meeting that says something like, there has been a real problem with lateness to these meetings. It is important that you end your previous engagement with enough time to log in. If you are not logged in by such and such time, you will be spoken to. You will be like reprimanded. I mean, I don't know what the heck you need to get people motivated to just show up on time. Dan knows I'm a very punctual person who happened to show up late this morning. But it's one of those things where get the assistance from the person who has the mega clout because you're so connected to the mega clout in order to then find out whether they should be handling this aspect or you should.
I would absolutely do that before I used language like that.
Yes, right.
And we're going to put that in the tier of respecting organizational hierarchy.
Totally.
That it's not your job to reprimand or manage these other people, yeah, but it is your job to manage these meetings and the schedulings of the meetings.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of a tiered set of responses.
Okay.
Tier one. Send reminders about prompt starts and use language that's appropriate for your position and the relationships involved. So,
meeting starts promptly at 1 p.m. Please be logged in by 1 p.m.
Yes, exactly. And I'm even thinking maybe the please be logged in by starts to be a bit directive.
Well, you're right. When you see it in print, please looks really nasty. What could we use instead?
Just a reminder message, meeting scheduled for 1 o'clock. Looking forward to seeing you there. See you there. Mm-hmm. The language of prompt start 1 o'clock, I think, starts to be something you could.
Okay, good. I was like, because I feel like you need to like have something. Because if it's just we'll see you there, people get very relaxed about friendliness.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that idea of giving something that says prompt.
If meeting reminders that were alerts, that were second reminders, aren't usually sent, even just the arrival of that might be enough to start to communicate that you're focusing on bringing people's awareness to these agreements. Again, this is a tiered set of reactions and responses. First thing I would do would be to start sending meeting reminders. Second thing I would do, follow up, where you praise people for making it on time. People that do show up on time when things run smoothly, let people know. That's an important part. Thank you so much for being there. Great meeting today. Thank you so much for being there on time. Really great to get started and finish up also on time. Letting people know what they've done well is an important part of this process. If you're following up with a repeat offender, someone who is habitually, chronically late, if you've sent the follow-ups consistently that are
please,
good job, well done, or if you followed up with someone and they've repeatedly been late, ask them if there's anything you can do to help. Is there anything I can do to help? No, I've got it. Good. Now you've got their buy-in. Now they've told you, no, they're going to be on time next time. Or if there is something you can do, like offer to send them a particular reminder, either that morning or closer to when the meeting happens, that might be something that they would ask you to do or that you could offer to do. Or if it's a bigger deal, that gives you an opportunity to say, well, let's talk to Jessica about that. And I'm thinking now's the CEO intervention moment where, but you could do that CEO intervention out of a problem solving approach to the difficulty. If it's something that persists, despite you having escalated the steps that you have at your disposal, reminders ahead of time, follow up afterwards, offering to help people or asking them if there's anything in particular that's problematic, then you might talk to your boss about a general message to the organization. Oftentimes it's good to do those from a positive place first. We're really going to focus on helping everyone keep their schedules by being at meetings on time and starting meetings on time. The critical feedback from the CEO, I think, is sort of the final step of any intervention that I try to get to. And you might ramp through these steps very quickly. You might be able to get through these steps in a day or two. But this is a big enough problem, and it's a big enough difficulty for organizations, even though it feels like a small thing, that it might be something that you're not going to fix in an afternoon or fix with a single sample script. But it might be a process, and it might be a process that you return to every 6 months.
So one of the things that comes to mind when you say it might be a process that you return to, it might be a recurring issue. If it really is, there is always that chance for the organization to ask itself as well, okay, do we just need to build in more buffer time? And does there just need to be kind of like a 5 minute get everyone here or a 10 minute get everyone here moment? If you really are dealing with people who are in such different places, most of us have some kind of connected clock at this point. We are no longer with all these cell phones that have, you know, an actual time coming to us from one location. It means most of us are actually operating on the same clock as opposed to days past when we didn't have that. And, you know, if your clock at your house, Dan, is set 10 minutes behind and mine's set 10 minutes ahead, there's like a 20 minute buffer that you and I could always be thinking the other is late or early for. So that's one thing to realize is that we all do have the same clock at this point. Do you just need to buffer in that time to get everyone here and realize that that's a part of it? But the thing that I really liked is that the distinction you were starting to make was the difference between letting these folks who attend these meetings know that you are an organizer trying to get everyone there at the start rather than an assistant who is demanding things of people. And there's a big difference between those two attitudes. And when someone can see that the goal of the conversation or the goal of the request that they are making is for a greater good, a thing that is about the company and the company running smoothly, that's something most people can get behind. When the attitude instead is of a demand because people are late and it frustrates me, that becomes very personal. And that becomes feels like an attack. And you have no idea what other list of things that they have going on and pressures that then when they get called out for this meeting, you know, and being late to it, there it's not the right dynamic. The dynamic that you really want to keep at the forefront here is that idea of I'm just trying to organize the whole group and I really want to do that successfully for everyone.
Lizzie Post, I think that's insightful. And I think that is the territory that, and I'll use the word territory, although I use it all the time, that we're trying to parse and navigate here. A parting thought that I also want to acknowledge, because I think about it when you talk about the things that everyone's dealing with, that there is a certain respect for, I just might work in a nonprofit situation where everybody is doing more than they could ever possibly do. And there might be very real reasons why this is happening that you have no idea about or that you have some idea and appreciation about but don't have a lot of control over. A system for identifying importance, if there is a particular meeting that really is mission critical that's with your major donors or that is about executive decision making that's critical that it happens, figuring out a way to identify when it's going to be on the second, start a way to alert each other to importance of meetings and that are mission critical if you are dealing with the possible scenario where it's not going to get better, where people are overcommitted, overbooked, and they're going to have to make tough calls. And it's going to be a matter of give and take between people that you figure out a way to set up a system so that you know when your ask is a really serious ask, when it's important to give a little, and when you're allowed to take a little bit.
Set those priorities for each of the different meetings. What is this a high priority meeting for getting everyone here on time? Is it lower stakes and it's okay if people trickle in when they can?
Exactly. If a day schedule gets so crammed that there are certain meetings that start to get pushed out or squeezed, is there a way that we can collectively decide or executively decide which ones are important?
Totally. And I think we already said final thought, but I will add another final thought, as we so often do on this show. And that is that also encourage folks to reach out if they are going to be late and encourage folks to take a look at, you know, when that calendar announcement comes in or when they see the clock ticking and they know they've got to get to that next meeting, but their call just isn't ready to be over. Send a text message, send an email, do what you can. Pause the meeting you're in to say, you know, I've got to let the meeting I'm heading to know that I'm going to be late. The more you can let someone know that you're going to be late, I think the better off you are. Boy, thank you so much. What is the person's name? Thank you so much, Annoyed Executive Assistant, for giving us this awesome etiquette question. We certainly hope that things get better and easier around meeting times.